I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Now it's so cold. I spent my Distance makes the heart start wandering. Absence makes the anger grow. The world may just be spinning through us. Separation lets it show. Walk away the fear and anger, talking through the tears each day. I push myself to points of danger, nothing makes it go away. I want a cure, a mental geographical cure.
Song there from Roseanne Cash from an album back when I used to listen to albums. That was one of the best ones. Interiors is the name of that particular album. I Want a Cure. Remedy was recorded by the band on the Jericho album, but we heard the Colin Linden version of that one. You Got the Remedy. That was written by Colin Linden. The Clovers there doing a Lieber Stoller special. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose. I closed my eyes. I took a drink. Oh, and I would hear that on my transistor radio. It would just drive me crazy. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Any Cure there from the original Subdudes album, another one of the great ones, that first album by the Subdudes. You're listening to KGNU. This is Roots and Branches. Leland with you here for about another 40 minutes. And, you know, there are those that claim they have the cure. The shamans, the keepers of the truth, the medicine man. Yeah, we're going to start with a pretty well-known one. And one of my favorites from one of the best. The group that demanded to be known only as the band.
Same sensation. soul is my pony. I rode here today through Badlands and Black Hills. I came a long way. Hear me now, old man, I ask you to say a prayer for two people in your Sundance way. Medicine man, I ask you to sing for us a dance, a chant to put us in a trance. Medicine man, lift up your voice tonight and pass the pipe of everlasting. And smoke, the claw of the eagle, and your hand-woven cloak. Make old what is new now, make new what is old, and unleash the power of your thunderbolt. Medicine man, I ask you to see a chant to put us in a trance. Medicine man, lift up your voice tonight and pass the pipe of everlasting life.
Full of magical roots, how to boil them down till the water turned brown from the juice. The right kind of awe, the right kind of rule, put it in a bottle, get it ready to use on you. Oh yeah. I can train your love to look my way by midnight. Command your heart to beat for me by noon. The morning sun won't set before your match is met. Howling out for love beneath the moon. I rule a bayou land, I'm a Louisiana medicine man. I'm running the woods, collecting all the herb I can. I got my green dust, my mojo hand. Got to be good, I'm a Louisiana medicine man. Oh yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I got the spell to use all your resistance. It'll wear you down just like a hound in the distance. The wrong kind of move, one wrong turn, won't be long before you learn of my existence. I rule the bayou land, Louisiana medicine man. I'm out in the woods collecting all the herb I can. I got my gree-gree dust, my mojo hand. Got to be good, I'm a Louisiana medicine man. Oh yeah. Louisiana medicine man. Oh yeah. J'ai la connaissance. Oh yeah.
Probably thinking that's Dr. John, but it's not. Coco Robichaud was quite the Louisiana medicine man too, if perhaps less known than the Dear Doctor. And he was also a resident of the hills west of Boulder for many years. Worth seeking and checking out Coco Robichaud, Louisiana medicine man. Michael Murphy redid his Medicine Man about the Native American version of the Medicine Man in 2010 for his Buckaroo Bluegrass Riding Songs album. And the band got us going there. Take your medicine on Roots and Branches this morning. Don't forget KGNU's Fall Membership Drive could use your help. You can chat with other members, take their pledges, meet other people here around the station. Some of the great people that are working down here, that are volunteering down here, consider signing up for a shift during your favorite show, October 11 through 22. And you can use the link on KGNU's homepage at kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885. And thanks so much for helping your community radio station. And this program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Community Shares of Colorado, a workplace donation organization providing funding, raising awareness, and marshaling resources for 115 Colorado nonprofits. Community Shares of Colorado can be reached by phone at 303-861-7507 or online at cshares.org. I've kind of stayed away from, we're doing medicine and take your medicine and medical stuff, and I've kind of stayed away from specific doctor songs, but we got to get into a few of those, don't we? And here's one that pauses music, specifically blues music, as a remedy. And it also tells the story of Roosevelt Sykes, and there's a lesson in there on what the blues is, too. This is John Sinclair and his blues scholars, the Doctor Blues, on Roots and Branches.
Roosevelt Sykes, better known as the Honey Gripper, played the piano and sang like few men who have ever lived. All the way from his home in Helena, Arkansas, and down in New Orleans with the piano professors in the logging and turpentine camps and jute joints throughout the deep south, with the slick characters and big shooters in Memphis and St. Louis and Chicago from the early days before 1920 until his death on July 17, 1983. Roosevelt says, well, in the first place, the blues is a talent. Blues is a talent. You can't learn that. Nobody teaches it. There's no schools for it. Nobody can teach it to you. You see, God gives every man a talent. It don't come in schools. It's just something you born with. Can't nobody give it. You have it. You can't buy it. You can't give it away. You got it, so it's something you born with. Is a part of a man. It's the way he feels. Now, some people don't understand. They think a blues player have to be worried, troubled to sing the blues. That's wrong. It's a talent. If every man with a worry could play the blues, why, another guy worried to death, and he can't sing a tune. You ask him to sing the blues, he says he can't sing it. You have to work hard. It will come to you. It's there for you. Lots of folks got talent. They don't even use it, but do better sleeping than another fella could do it woke. So blues is a sort of thing on people like the doctor. I'll put it this way. There's a doctor. He has medicine. He's never sick. He ain't sick, but he make the stuff for the sick people. See, you wouldn't say, call the doctor. I'm the doctor. Oh, you're a sick man? No, my just works on the sick people. So, the blues player, he ain't worried and bothered, but he got something for the worried people. Doctor, you can see his medicine. He can see his patient. Blues, you can't see the music. You can't see the patient, 'cause it's soul. So I works on the soul, and the doctor works on the body. Both are important. They all mixed to one. Two makes one. Roosevelt Sykes, Dr. Blues.
John Sinclair, kind of a Louisiana medicine man of his own there. He was a he lives over in Europe now, but he was once a disc jockey at down there in New Orleans, and a well-known one. He knows those old blues songs. He knows those old blues guys. And so I said again, we've avoided the specific doctor songs, but we're going to go out with a few of the best ones. How many times have you heard this from a friend or a loved one? John Scofield on KGNU.
be fair.
Son, you look older than me, and I'm 71. You're falling apart, you're not living right. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said loud, you got to stop hanging out with that old in crowd. Living's a battle, and you're losing the fight. I went to the doctor and the doctor said, boy, your body is a temple. It's not a toy. Fill up this here paper cup and give it to the nurse. Don't spill it now. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, friend, this should be the middle, but it could be the end. You better get better, else you're gonna get worse. Oh, I went to the doctor. Oh, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor and the doctor said, sir, we got back the x-ray. Everything's a blur. But it's all positive, that's what every single test shows. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, kid, was something that you ate or drank, it's something that you did, and it's all in your head. It's spreading on down to your toes. All right, let's spread it around a little bit now. Everybody does. Oh, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, please get on down to the drugstore and pick up some of these. After that, get on home and get into your bed. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, shucks, that's just about all. You owe me $300, and you can call me in the morning. That is if you're not dead. Two, three, four.
I went to the doctor.
Just checking up on you.
Yeah, we played a Loudon Wainwright song earlier, but he's quite prolific about his health, writing songs about his health. I wanted to play one about all the meds that he takes, but the FCC would burp on a few of the words there, so we settled for this one from 1992. It was something that you ate and drank, something that you did. We all know about that, too, I think. So before we get finished here... let's get to the doctors with the real deal. This is Champion Jack Dupree, yes, from an album called I Kid You Not. He got out his big 10-inch disc, What's That I Smell? One treatment from the doctor is gonna do you good.
I'm a doctor for women. I don't fool around with men. I'm a doctor for women. I don't fool around with men. You don't believe I'm a good doctor? I got the remedy right here in my hand. My office hours, woman. From 12 midnight to the dawn of day. My office hours, woman. From 12 midnight to the dawn of day. You don't believe I'm a good doctor? I'll move all your misery away. If you don't believe I'm a good doctor, ask anybody in the neighborhood. If you don't believe I'm a good doctor, ask anybody in the neighborhood. One treatment from this doctor, Lord, it really do you good. If you can't come to my office, call me on the phone. If you can't come to my office, call me on the phone. This doctor likes to serve you, Mama, while you're all alone, I'ma write you a prescription. Use it both night and day. I'm gonna write you a prescription. Use it both night and day. It's really all right, 'cause I heard the landlady say.
I'm from way down home, and I don't dig shine bone. You got to be all right with me, because the doctor is really hard to please. Now you talk about women, I love them all. Yeah.
We could have done a whole show of I'm the doctor and I can take care of business songs. But we heard three of the best ones. Dr. Brown there from Buster Brown. Dr. Feelgood from Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. That's from a collection of not-so-well-known R&B singers from Nashville, the album called Night Train to Nashville, two-volume set. And we also heard Champion Jack Dupre, I'm a Doctor for Women. We're getting to the end of the show here, and we're going to close out with a little music here from Alan Toussaint, the song we heard originally, the St. James Infirmary. Don't forget, next week at 9 o'clock, Roots and Branches will return. Major Lance will be your host. Hope you've been having a lot of fun. I sure have. This is Leland, and we're getting ready for E-Town and tributaries coming up after that here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU would like to thank the Redstone Review for their in-kind support. The Redstone Review is a locally owned monthly newspaper focusing on news in the Lyons and Boulder County areas, as well as issues of national and international importance to area residents. They can be reached by phone at 303-823-6367 or 303-442-4701.
Support comes from Copper Leaf Gardens and Events Center, a boutique urban farmhouse located just 20 minutes from Boulder and Denver. Copper Leaf Gardens provide event space and gourmet catering for weddings, corporate events, and special occasions. More information available at copperleafeventcenter.com or by calling 303-469-0600.